Hey, it's Dane McGurk from the Riverina's Hit 93.1, and Barry Griffiths, the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, joins me right now to chat about what's happening along the Murrumbidgee. Good morning, Barry.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you going?
You're not doing too bad, mate. Can you tell us what's the latest with North Wagga?
Yeah, so yesterday, obviously, we issued the evacuation order for lower-lying areas of North Wagga, but not for the residents inside North Wagga. At the moment, the river's at 7.92 and still continuing its climb to 9 metres, and from all indications from the Bureau, it will get to 9 metres or just on. So we're fairly confident at the moment with where we're at, and just allowing the residents to try to do whatever preparation they can, particularly those that are in low-lying areas. And outside that, anything else that we can do, we've still got our response crews in place to do any rescues. We had a rescue of 4 people that got stuck on the other side of the river at Gumley last night. And so we're just trying to keep an eye out and just continue that messaging for basic safety over the next 12 to 24 hours, and then we'll see what the river does.
Look, this one is an interesting one. We expect it to rain, and flood. Sunday was an absolutely beautiful morning. People, though, do need to heed these warnings, and the evacuation warning is in place, and evacuation order is in place for some streets.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that rescue of 4 people was a bit of an eye-opener to everybody, that people just went up to approach the river just for a bit of a look, and they got stuck. And it is surreal. It was surreal yesterday walking around Fitzmaurice Street, sunny day, perfect. 20 metres away, there's a flooding river with no notice. And you know, as we're talking about, if it's a bushfire, you can see the smoke, you can smell the smoke, you know that something's happening. Mm. This is a flood that was, you know, released from a dam couple hundred kilometres away, and it just moves in silently with no noise, no commotion, no stress. And it does give people the impression that, you know, there's not much happening, but I can't stress enough, you know, even from the rescues that we've done, we've done 6 so far, ten so far, that, you know, people do get in trouble. It's a bit of a silent killer, and just again continue to ask people to stay away from the river, look at the river from a safe vantage point, like, you know, the top of the levee on Fitzmaurice Street, and ask people not to go into North Wagga, particularly today. Roads in and around North Wagga, East Street, and up to Bowman Road and our road are likely to start to be affected by flood water, so you're going to lose access. Plus, the people in the community at North Wagga and the low-lying areas are under a considerable amount of stress at the moment. And even yesterday, just coming out of the community meeting, the traffic was mayhem with just people driving down the road, even driving along the top of the levee wall, which is a bit disrespectful because the top of the levee wall is the thing that keeps water out. If we keep driving on top of it, it makes the levee smaller and smaller and damages the levee. So stay off the top of the levee. And if you can today, please stay out of North Wagga. And until the flood has receded, please stay out of North Wagga because it is a stressful time, and the traffic in there is crazy with people. You know, they're not looking where they're going. They're looking at the river. So advice for if you want to go and have a look, there are plenty of places in and around Wagga to have a look, but stop, get out of your car and walk along the bike track top of the levee and have a look. It's something that's a natural part of Wagga, but again, just acknowledge the fact that community is under a significant amount of stress at the moment.
Yeah, a few things to remember there. Is there anything else we should keep in mind?
As this flood moves through, it's going to affect a lot of the river, into next week down to Narendra and beyond. Through this week, roads will progressively open and close due to flood water. The main thing we need people to do is, particularly in transit, is to plan that into your day for the next week or two, depending on how far you live away from Wagga and the flood centre. We do too many rescues, and I come in at between 6 and 8 in the morning with people who have driven to work. They know they don't have enough time to go the long way when they encounter flood water, and they give it a shot and they get stuck. So my advice and what I need from the community is for you to plan the long way round that's going to take you away from the river, but move through parts of Gobba Bridge and use that. It's a safe route, but don't attempt to cross the river or don't attempt to cross through any flood water if you know that those roads are going to get cut. Sometimes you can get stuck in areas where there is no phone reception. So once you're stuck, that's it. You could be stuck, and it could be catastrophic for you. So, and then along the riverbank as well, the currents do change. In the river they swirl, they undercut the bank. So even though, and the bank around Wagga is quite steep, so it might look safe, but you could walk on it and the bank could collapse under you if you're not on one of those form footpaths around the levee. So really take care when you're around the levee. We had some guys come in yesterday, actually, and tell us there are a lot of people still driving through flood water out of Arrow Beach just to have a bit of a sticky beak. Again, you can get cut off in that area and then be immersed in water over a number of hours, but you might not be able to get back and might require to be rescued, and you could end up losing your car as well. So over the next 3 days, just try to, as much as you can, try to avoid any contact with that water. Mm. Look at it. If you want to have a look at it and you're interested, by all means, but do it from a safe vantage point. The standard message of never drive through flood water is extant there, and try to just leave the communities that have been affected by this evacuation order around Morong, Flowerdale and the North Wagga, low-lying areas in North Wagga and the North Wagga community. Just leave them out of it. I guess the other point too, Unani Bridge will probably go today in terms of the entrances to that will be submerged as well, and Unani Bridge Road will close, which will leave Gobba as the only bridge to get to and from. The residents in Gobba and Estella, there's no shopping centre over there yet, so they still need to come across into town to get their food. So again, in terms of spectating, the Gobba Bridge, it's not a viewing platform, it's a road. So please don't intentionally drive across to Gobba with the intent of having a sticky beak as you go across. Focus on the road ahead. The last thing we want to see is a car accident in the centre of that bridge and shutting down access north and south because people weren't looking straight ahead, they're looking over the water. So we just need to be really aware now of the effect that the flood will have on the broader community, particularly in some of those intersections down near Barbecues Galore as well. It's likely that will get quite quite thick over the next couple of days. So if you can plan your trips, anticipate that additional traffic that's going to be restricted to those couple of roads over the next few days. And I think, we'll all get through this in one piece.
132 500 is the number for SES for help in floods and storms. 000 if it's a life-threatening emergency. Barry, we will catch up with you later this week. Thanks so much for your time, mate, and for the work that you and the volunteers have been doing all this week and for all of the planning to put all of this in place.
Thanks, guys. I might actually add, one more bit. I hand over today to Shane Hargrave as the incident controller. We've got our work rest cycles as well. So Shane will be taking over from me today, and I'll introduce Shane at the North Wagga community meeting tonight. But the community is in very capable hands with Shane.
Absolutely. Barry Griffiths there, the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller. Barry, thanks, mate.
Thanks, boss.